Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about what can you learn from a 15-year-old. I went to an amazing event this weekend, and it was all about energy, like the energy that we have through the words that we use in our lives. Because believe it or not, the words we use matter. So this 15-year-old had this dream of creating a business to help high schoolers, such as herself, to create businesses. That's right, create their very own businesses. And she was up at that mic every single time the audience, the trainees, were invited to go up to the mic, asking very important questions of the trainer. Unlike many of the adults, she never reasoned, rationalized, or judged what the trainer was telling her. Instead, she took in the information, gave it back to the trainer in her own words to make sure that she understood what she was being asked to consider, and then went back to her seat. There came a point on Sunday evening, the last day of the training, where she wanted to know how she could ask people for money. She had this idea that she should ask for about 30 bucks a head for donations toward her cause or to invest in her business or whatever. I can't remember exactly how she phrased it, but the bottom line was that the trainer explained to her exactly how to do it. Very simple. Ask for the money, and the money will come. So she cut up and she did that, and right there, as she's sitting there in amazement, as all these adults sitting around her were handing her cash money to begin her business. I don't know, there were probably 10 or so people who gave her some money. I imagine it was probably the $30 she asked for from those who could afford it. So she got somewhere between $250 to $300 to start her business enterprise right there. Now here's a bigger learning for you all. We had two women who were both involved in nonprofits. They owned nonprofits that had to do with the arts. The first woman was a woman who went up to the mic and she said she has this idea that she has to be this humble nun who is unable to ask for money because, you know, money's not spiritual. She was basically told that the only way that you can do anything these days is with money, and the way that you get it is to ask for it. She had a little bit of a difficulty trying to break through her limiting belief that money is not spiritual, but in the end she was able to do it. Now there was this other woman who was probably in her early 60s, I'm guessing just by looking at her skin, and she had this wonderful nonprofit that she was working on where they brought different cultural dances and music from around the world to the people in their community. And she was having such a hard time asking for the money that was necessary to run this great organization of hers. Because you see, in her mind, and I agree with her quite frankly after traveling all over the world, that it is only through understanding the cultures and other peoples of the world that we understand that we are all one, which will break through a lot of the hatred and xenophobia that's out there based on ignorance of one another's different cultures and nationalities. This particular woman was given the exercise to walk around the room and ask for money. Now, the first person that she asked said, oh, I don't have any cash on me, but I have a PayPal account. Give me your email address. So she took down the email address. The second one had $3. Immediately, she gives back a dollar, and the trainer is asking her, why are you giving back one of those dollars? That was given to you. The only words you say are thank you very much and accept it. That was a huge thing for her to do because she felt guilty taking the last $3. Well, maybe it was the last $3 he had on him at that moment. You go to the ATM, you get more money, right? Not a big deal. And everyone today has credit cards and debit cards, so this should not have been any issue. But you have to understand that folks who are into the arts are very kinesthetic, meaning that their very much into feeling things, and so they come to these wrong conclusions that people can't afford things, etc. So she went to another person who said, yeah, I don't have any cash on me. Give me your email address for your organization, and I'll send some money PayPal. And then she went to another person who finally gave her a few bucks. It was really hard for her to ask for this money, by the way. However, I talked to her at the end of the day, and she said, you know, that was a breakthrough for her just to do it and to realize that it's okay. She was offered some money in one way or another from everybody who was there. And yes, it's not going to work that way necessarily out in the world, but she was able to break through her resistance to asking for money enough so that going out into the world, she may be more capable of going through the process, not taking no for an answer, and getting what she needs to do this wonderful work she's doing. Now, the interesting thing here that I want you to understand is that this 15-year-old had role modeled for both of these women 5 and 10 minutes before exactly how you go about asking for money and had it coming into her immediately. And yet they couldn't take the learning from this young kid. So what I would ask you to do in your life is to be smarter than these two other women. Realize that anyone who has a mission that they feel is very important to making this world a better place, is adding value to the world, has a right to ask for money. And that goes for nonprofits as well as for-profits, having people pay you the amount of money for the value that you add to their lives so that you too can have a really good profitable business so you can help ever more people, because that's what we're here to do. Because see, what the 15-year-old really understood was that in her day and age that she's coming through, the old-fashioned industrial age of learning is not very helpful, number one. And number two, that there are more businesses going out of business and laying off people than there are hiring these days, if you listen to the news. And more importantly, she realized that for the same $100,000 to take this trainer's highest level program, that's what a college degree would cost to learn information that's not even up to date and helpful for people of her age group. And she recognized this fact as she was asking yet another question of the trainer, which wasn't really a question. It was more an idea that if you're going to spend $100,000 on an education, why not get an education that's going to serve you well with the support systems necessary to do online business and to really be able to grow a really formidable business in the way that business is done today. I love this kid. She was cute, she was adorable, she was trainable, coachable, and really, really took a lot more out of this program than I think 95% of the other people did in this program. Went over their head, the stuff that she got, so immediately. So if you have anything that you need to have done, go get your kids, grandkids, whomever. Rent a kid if you need to teach you how to do some technological something or others on your computer or your smartphones, because they know how to do it. And make sure you learn from them exactly how to do it so you too know that you have the ability to learn how to do new things just by being patient enough, taking the coaching, and doing it. That's the way we get ahead in this world. It's not by making excuses. It's not by playing victimology or being these people who feel like all they can do is survive. No, it's about being a quality of life firm, being willing to go get that quality of life that you deserve in your life so you too can add value to other people in your world and in this world at large. Because we all know that this world, if you listen to the news, which I don't, well, it sounds like it's falling apart. However, you can do your little piece by adding value to the people in your world and making it a better place to live. If you have any questions or ideas or things that you'd like to do and you think that you could use some assistance, by all means, fill out the contact form at dawningvisions.com. That's D-A-W-N, as in Nancy, I-N-G, V as in Victor, I, S as in Sam, I-O-N-S.com. Like a dawning sun and vision, seeing a lot of stuff. dawningvisions.com. And you will get another form automatically sent to you that I would like you to fill out immediately and send back with any questions that you may have. And that way we can have a really cool half hour, 45 minute free consultation to see if there's anything I can do to help you along. And if this work that I do may be something that could be helpful for you and reaching your own personal and professional goals. Thank you so much for listening once again. Until next time, this is Suzanne Kellner-Zink signing off. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.